Holy Cross Dean Defends Students That Disrupted Heather MacDonald. By Tom Sikata on December 20, 2019. A dean at Holy Cross College is defending a group of students that disrupted a guest lecture by Manhattan Institute scholar Heather MacDonald. By arriving early and leaving shortly after the beginning of the event, the protesters effectively prevented interested students from attending the event. According to a report by the College Fix, a dean at Holy Cross College is defending a group of students that momentarily derailed a guest lecture by scholar Heather MacDonald. MacDonald, a regular speaker on college campuses, often addresses the social justice and diversity crazy on American college campuses. Video and audio published in November shows student protesters at the event shouting in unison in an attempt to derail the event. The students eventually stood up and left the venue. Holy Cross College Dean of Students Michelle C. Murray defended the student protesters in a recent letter to the editor published by The Wall Street Journal. Unfortunately, in rushing to claim the mantle of victimhood she seems to detest in others, Ms. MacDonald failed, in either her op-ed or her follow-up media interviews, to explain the ideas with which our students disagreed. "Let me do it here," the subtext of her talk was that discrimination no longer exists, or at least that we should not be bothered by it. Murray even went as far as to claim that the protesters were simply disagreeing with MacDonald when they began to disrupt the event. According to Murray, the protesters were not afraid of MacDonald, but rather eager to engage in a debate. "Our students understood her message, even dressed as it was in Frederick Douglass quotes and references to Faust and the virtues of the Western canon. I would suggest to Ms. MacDonald that the students who interrupted her talk for all of 3 minutes weren't afraid of her, they just disagreed. But that story wouldn't make for a good Wall Street Journal piece. I think they understand that part, too." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.